It worked! The day big unit worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
It's Simpsons time. All right, a little background. Last week, I mentioned in passing during Simpsons time the character of Barney's mother, Mrs. Gumbel. And one of my devoted, wonderful listeners on the playlist pointed out that Barney's mother appears in the series and is a naval officer. And I was like, that sounds so vaguely familiar that I'm not sure that I believe you, but then I checked up on it and it totally was true. And the episode we see her in is Simpson Tide, which comes in season 9. And the reason why I was only like ever so dimly aware of that so much that I like neglected to even think of saying it, during last week's Simpsons time is because I really don't like Simpson Tide. It's one of the ones that I skip over every time I'm watching that DVD. And as a result, I have to say I've seen it fewer than 10 times, which is saying a lot. You know, when we're talking about a fan of my caliber, blah, 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 and such an old episode. And I think I may have even seen it fewer than 5 times. Or I had up until a couple days ago when I started to review it for Simpsons time. And it was kind of great to go back and see it. I consider season 9 to be a very strong season. And I know that not everyone feels that way. It's sort of starting to be the end of the classic era. But I definitely disliked this, and it was really great to see it again and see what is right with it, you know, like all the things that do make you laugh, as well as the jokes that have been taken out and recontextualized in Simpsons shitposting and elsewhere. You know, seeing them back in their original context is good. And I was also very satisfied to see that this is a shitty episode. It's, like, really bad, in my opinion. Maybe some of you out there like it. But I find it to be much worse than, say, The Principal and the Pauper, which is the one that everyone hates. Or, you know, the majority of people hate. And the majority of people say heralded the fall of The Simpsons. I think The Principal and the Pauper is an okay episode. And the first half of it particularly is extremely funny. And I'm kind of surprised that not more people uphold Simpson Tide as like the beginning of the end of the classic era instead. Because it sucks. I feel like it would be mean to call out the writers of this episode. I didn't recognize their names. It's two writers. And also the director was a name that I didn't recognize. So that is pretty interesting. I wonder if it was a script that was written on spec and then punched up later. In the case of Simpson Tide, there are funny moments. Most of them happen in the very, very beginning of the show, including the couch gag, which is one of the greatest couch gags of all. It is the Rocky and Bullwinkle style couch gag, which is just done in a pitch-perfect way and definitely looks forward to this current era that we have of collaborative couch gags with famous animators, including the very recent Adventure Time one, which was called, surprisingly enough, Simpsons Time. And I got a kick out of... So yeah, that couch gag has the Simpsons sprouting like flowers at the end. Rocky and Bullwinkle style. Very beautifully done. I love it. Simpsons Tide is about Homer joining the Naval Reserve and putting the U.S. under threat of nuclear war because of his actions. All this sounds like it should be really funny, but it definitely shambles along after the initial inciting action that makes him join the Naval Reserve and before the, shall we say, climax, you know, when people are preparing for nuclear war in Springfield. Which is to say, most of the show. I love in the very beginning when Homer is having a dream about appearing before a tribunal of donuts, giant donuts, of which he has eaten most of the population of the planet of. That is fantastic. He wakes up, he finds, and Lenny and Carl find that... Well, first of all, Homer's at work having this dream, so that's not so good. They all find that there's only one donut left. Homer has drooled all over it, and so he exposes it to radiation in the hopes that it will get giant like the donuts in his dream, and so they can all eat it. Instead, it causes a fire, and Homer is fired from the plant. Pretty unceremoniously. I mean, it's like it happens very fast and we don't really give it a second thought. And that's indicative of later period Simpsons. Like Homer barely has a job and he gets fired and rehired very rapidly. And when he's lazing about after being fired, he finds out via a TV commercial that he can join the Naval Reserve. So he goes to boot camp. He becomes a naval officer. Trained by a sergeant voiced by Michael Carrington, who is a writer on The Simpsons and also was the voice of Sideshow Raheem, notably. Oh, and speaking of Sideshow Raheem, this is something really interesting about this episode. I think probably the most interesting thing. If it has any redeeming qualities, it's that. There is a memorable joke in 30 Rock when Tracy tells Liz that he was in a black remake of An Affair to Remember called A Blaffair to Remem Black. And I found out just the other day watching Simpsons Tide that that was stolen from this. Simpsons did it. So Homer, as he's watching TV before he finds out about the Naval Reserve, hears that an announcer say, coming up next, it's Blackula followed by Blackenstein and then the Blunch Black of Bloater Blame. And Homer goes, ooh, funky. So, I mean, not only is this, like, really the same joke as in 30 Rock years later, I would say, like, maybe 10 years later, it's funnier. So, I don't know. Make of that what you will. And, of course, it has nothing to do with the plot. During the boot camp, there's, I guess, a pretty funny joke of, now, Simpson, I don't like you and you don't like me. And his response is, oh, but I like you. which, I don't know, I guess it's sort of sweet, innocent Homer. And eventually the new recruits do their war games, and it is on the sub, the nuclear sub, that Homer is put on, that all of the problems happen. Starting with the captain, Captain Tennille, voiced by Rod Steiger, by the way, being murdered by Homer, really. I mean, not in the first degree, but he fires the captain out of the sub like a torpedo because he's, for some reason, in the torpedo hold. And then it really all goes even more downhill from there. Even before that, it's not so great. Like, the captain introducing the war games says, "I'm a man of few words. Are there any questions?" Which is a decent joke. But then minutes later, he is sort of waxing eloquent about how much he likes Homer, and he's proving that he's not a man of few words. That really bugs me. And then there are some very clumsy jokes, like Homer repeatedly calls Moe Mr. Moe. And at the end of that run, Moe says, "All right, you want to stop calling me Mr. Moe?" And Homer goes, "No." And that's, like, supposed to be the joke. So that bothers me as well. Throughout, when they're in the sub and doing the war games itself, it's very zany and not in a funny way. It's not trying hard enough to be funny. It's just very madcap. And I think I would say that Barney's mother's appearance is part of that. You know, it's like basically a Barney in drag with gray hair who happens to be a naval officer, just shows up. It is a funny drawing, but none of her lines are particularly funny, of which she has two. I will say it's interesting that when she's mentioned the first time all the way back in that early season that I talked about last week, Barney says that she's coming in from Norway, and her being a naval officer would well explain why she is in Norway and coming from there. There are some vaguely homophobic jokes in this as well that don't tie together. They're just sort of randomly homophobic. Bart having an earring, he goes to the mall where it's being taken over by Starbucks's, gets his ear pierced, which he wants to do because Milhouse is suddenly cool having had his ear pierced. And Homer's against that. He doesn't explicitly say because it's a thing, you know, like a gay thing, but you would imagine that that's why he would object to it. And he said it's, you know, you're a disgrace to this home and its proud naval tradition. When they are at boot camp and setting up pictures on their bunks, Homer puts up a Betty Grable pinup of Marge, and Barney puts an identical pinup up of Homer, and sort of leers at him and goes, "Ah," which is just like, why is that? Like, that, I don't know. It's not true to Barney's character, and it's weird to me. All of the sailors sing In the Navy, which I guess is pretty funny. Like, the captain is like, "We always sing this, traditional sea shanty before we leave port. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then they all sing In the Navy with the real track. And then it's supposed that they drown the village people. The village people are there, Smithers dancing next to them. And then when the sub descends into the water, you see like their costumes floating. And the final one that I could identify of these jokes is Homer at the recruitment office saying that one question is crossed out, and the recruitment officer being like, oh, I'm not allowed to answer that question. And he plugs his ears and is like, la, 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 I can't hear you, walks away. And Homer goes, oh, what a nice guy. I wonder if he's gay. It'd be one thing if all of these jokes tied together, but they don't. And the randomness of them strikes me as a little mean-spirited and, you know, just they're making homophobic jokes just to make them. The recruitment officer is a character design named Just Stamp the Ticket. I don't think we see him anymore, but he is first seen in the Leftorium episode when he wants his parking validated by Flanders, and his line is Just Stamp the Ticket. So they have called him that forevermore afterward. Captain Tennille is fired out like a torpedo of the ship, and so Homer is left in charge, and he steers them way off course into Russian waters, and when the Russians see that a nuclear sub is in their waters, they threaten nuclear war. And they fake out the UN, the Russian representative in the UN says like, oh, we didn't, you know, dissolving the Soviet Union was what we wanted you to think. We actually are still the Soviet Union. And then it's like, you know, the nuclear menace all over again. In Springfield, people are panicking, especially the Simpsons. The fallout shelter is revealed to have room only for the kickball team, Lisa, Martin, and Sherry, but not Terry. When Homer finally surfaces the sub, surrounded by ships who are about to totally destroy him, including the SS Antarctica, which is staffed by penguins. The whole crew are just penguins. They ask him, you know, you have 10 seconds to explain your actions before we fire upon you. And he says, it's my first day. And then he turns around and says, it's my first day in many different languages. And that is the excuse that he gave Burns in the very beginning as to why he caused the fire with the donut. He lies and says, it's my first day. All in all, just such a disappointing episode. I thought that it was funny right in the beginning, and then it went downhill so fast. And you know me by now, so you know that I almost never say this about a Simpsons episode, but it is what it is. The last thing I'll say is that there is a Deer Hunter reference, and that strikes me as being sort of Family Guy-y, because in Moe's, somebody says Deer Hunter, and then he's like, oh, that reminds me. He goes in the back, and people are playing Russian roulette a la Deer Hunter. Just it being the exact thing that happens in Deer Hunter seems lazy. Anyway, I hope this scathing critique has been interesting to you, at least. And this has been Simpsons Time. Simpson Tide.
We joined the Navy to see the world. And what did we see? We saw the sea.
And this has been Simpsons Time Through the Debigulator, a podcast hosted by me, Amanda Nazario, and by WFMU, the best radio station in the entire world. If you are craving more TV commentary from me, even commentary specifically about the military, I will announce that I have a blog about the TV show MASH on Tumblr. It is, the address is mash-notes.tumblr.com, and Tumblr doesn't have an E in it. She probably knew. So yeah, you know, it's not me speaking, but it's me writing and doing fun screen caps about my other favorite TV show besides The Simpsons and The Monkees. Thank you for listening. As always, I welcome comments from you and emails. You also follow me on Twitter at Amnaz, that's AMNAZZ. Yeah, you know, I don't have too many Simpsons episodes that I really dislike. Since I talked about this one, there have been a couple more that have either aired or I've decided I disliked. But I think I've talked enough for now. I will see you next week. Have a good one, and goodbye. Join the Navy. Join the Navy.